Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw kind of a two-sided market again here with soybeans pushing double-digit higher, wheat a little lower, corn once again kind of caught between the two.
Yeah, you know, this market to end the week, it was just a market that defied hedge pressure. There's a fair amount of cash soybeans moving, but it was the fund buying that continued to push the market to the upside. And, you know, and I think that's the story, you know, really, is that the seasonality is the wrong time of year to be overly bearish as the seasonals kind of put in a bottom. You know, then I think when you look at the nervousness, it's the about like April in northern Brazil, you know, where we start planting here in the U.S. And, you know, weather is hot and dry. So, you know, it's going to be a weekend event each time, whether we have rain come through in the north or not. And by the way, you know, it's really the first and second week of October is when we see the more of a monsoon or weather market or a weather kind of change to wetter. So it's early yet, but I think the trade, you know, just enough concern here with the funds short. More technical buying, I'd call it, Randy, to end the week. And it's if it's not the oil going up, it's the meal going up. So, you know, that's the 1-2 punch on the move to the upside. Corn following and wheat just struggling with Russia keeping the wheat price just a thumb on the scale.
Monday's reports, quarterly stocks and the small grain summary playing into this at all or not?
Well, you know, I think it is a bit. We've seen some, you know, historically it's not a big market mover, but we've seen some huge misses. You know, I think going back to 2010 when we found another 400 million bushels of corn on this report. So don't expect anything like that on the up or down side. But I think it is a fact that we've got about 33% more soybean or 36% more soybean stocks on hand as of September 1 versus last year, and about the same on the corn. So bigger stocks, but we're chewing through that for now, watching the South America weather.
Livestock site, what happened there?
Well, you know, we had the hog and pig report came out, and I think when you look at it was more of a neutral report, says that we're probably well-priced on the hogs. You know, we're continuing a breeding herd liquidation. It looks like those efficiencies are coming are not going up as fast as they were. Maybe we're getting the disease under control right now. But cattle market just continues to have that bull tone underneath of it, despite the fact that the box beef is really struggling here and the demand struggling a bit on cattle.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, I think next week it's going to be all about weather and then that stocks and all positions report, and we'll see what the harvest yields are. That's a big deal going forward next week.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.